Task 1. In this section you will listen to the short biography of Malcolm X, the famous African-American human rights activist. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Malcolm X, whose original name was Malcolm Little, was born in 1925. His father was a Baptist preacher and a strong supporter of racial equality. He preached that white people and black people should have equal rights and opportunities. For his beliefs, he received a number of death threats from a white supremacist group. It is generally thought that Malcolm's father was murdered by this group. Authorities at the time claimed that he had been run over by a tram, and that caused his death. Malcolm was an exceptionally bright student and wanted to become a lawyer. However, one of his teachers told him that becoming a lawyer is no realistic goal for a nigger, and he should become a carpenter instead. Malcolm became so disappointed that he dropped out of school and traveled to New York, where he became heavily involved in selling drugs and gambling. Later, he moved to Boston and continued his criminal career. He was arrested in 1946 and sent to Charleston State Prison for 8 years. His brother Reginald persuaded him to join a black Islamic organization called the Nation of Islam. Malcolm started to read extensively about Islam and became a strong follower of this religion. He changed his name to Malcolm X, saying that his original surname, Little, had been forced on his ancestors by their slave masters. He wanted to get rid of his slave name. After being released from prison, Malcolm was getting more and more involved in the Nation of Islam. He was an excellent public speaker and became the face of the organization. However, he left the organization because he became disillusioned after realizing that the leader of the organization had illegitimate children from different women, and other members were living luxurious lives at the organization's expense. From the moment he left the Nation of Islam, he started getting numerous death threats. On February 21, 1965, he was assassinated in New York, most probably by rival black Muslims, though it is still not known for sure who his real killers were.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Malcolm X, whose original name was Malcolm Little, was born in 1925. His father was a Baptist preacher and a strong supporter of racial equality. He preached that white people and black people should have equal rights and opportunities. For his beliefs, he received a number of death threats from a white supremacist group. It is generally thought that Malcolm's father was murdered by this group. Authorities at the time claimed that he had been run over by a tram, and that caused his death. Malcolm was an exceptionally bright student and wanted to become a lawyer. However, one of his teachers told him that becoming a lawyer is no realistic goal for a nigger, and he should become a carpenter instead. Malcolm became so disappointed that he dropped out of school and traveled to New York, where he became heavily involved in selling drugs and gambling. Later, he moved to Boston and continued his criminal career. He was arrested in 1946 and sent to Charleston State Prison for 8 years. His brother Reginald persuaded him to join a black Islamic organization called the Nation of Islam. Malcolm started to read extensively about Islam and became a strong follower of this religion. He changed his name to Malcolm X, saying that his original surname, Little, had been forced on his ancestors by their slave masters. He wanted to get rid of his slave name. After being released from prison, Malcolm was getting more and more involved in the Nation of Islam. He was an excellent public speaker and became the face of the organization. However, he left the organization because he became disillusioned after realizing that the leader of the organization had illegitimate children from different women, and other members were living luxurious lives at the organization's expense. From the moment he left the Nation of Islam, he started getting numerous death threats. On February 21, 1965, he was assassinated in New York, most probably by rival black Muslims, though it is still not known for sure who his real killers were.